Better information helps people, governments and agencies to be more prepared in case of an emergency. It's with that in mind that the Grand River Conservation Authority, GRCA, is looking to overhaul its floodplain mapping along a 35-kilometer stretch of the Speed River. Riverine flooding represents one of the most significant natural hazard risks to people and property in the province, said Cameron Linwood, the GRCA's communications coordinator, in an email. Assessing the potential impacts of frequent and extreme flooding is most effectively achieved through modeling and mapping. The GRCA Board of Directors recently agreed to spend $135,000 on the mapping effort, which runs through Guelph Aramosa, Guelph, Paslinch and into Cambridge. That stretch includes 24 road crossings, 4 rail crossings, 8 private crossings, 17 water control structures and 53 hydraulic structures, notes a staff report. It's been about 30 years since the current floodplain mapping was created, though there have been several tweaks along the way. Much has changed since those maps came into being, Linwood noted. Not only have there been technological advancements and improvements in the underlying base information, there is renewed interest from federal and provincial governments. Significant flooding events of the past 10 to 15 years have focused government attention on the societal cost of the hazard, creating programs and funding to support better information, he said. Information learned through the mapping exercise will be used in municipal land use planning, flood preparedness and emergency management, as well as drought management, maintaining critical environmental flows, developing source water protection plans and water quality modeling. The mapping initiative, which includes two-dimensional modeling in areas, is expected to be completed this summer.